This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you may join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can talk about jury nullification. One jury nullification activist has been threatened with the favorite claim of these court goons of jury tampering for handing out information about a juror's rights. Want to get into that? I've got the audio from the encounter. But first, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Armed Truth is on the line in Southern California. You're on Free Talk Live listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Armed Truth.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was just calling. I'm a libertarian. I've listened to you guys for a long time. I know you are a voluntarist. And thinking the other day about it, just the basis of voluntarianism and how if we were to take down the government as it is now and everybody was to be voluntarist, wouldn't at some point it would grow just back into a government system? You know, you would start with, you know, obviously I'm for privatized roads, which I'm for, but as people would just deal with each other, and as it grew with how big the world is, wouldn't we just form almost another government system? As in, you know, let's take roads for example. You want to have all your neighbors agree to pay for a new road, and they pave it. But then regarding larger roads that connect hundreds, you know, and thousands of people, wouldn't you form basically committees of people that everybody, let's say, elects?
No, please. The railroads, were built by private corporations, and the railroads were much more complicated than building a road. Okay, a road is just a flat piece of asphalt, you know. I will admit there's some technology in, you know, making the water flow just right, but the engineering companies that build the roads will still exist. The only thing that will change is the way they're financed, and I would imagine that for financing it would be done by private companies who would either sell you a thing that's similar to a license plate or a subscription to the roads in a particular area. For longer roads, you might have tolls, but there's really nothing
roads?
Complex about
it. There doesn't need to be a system. It could just be a road that has a sponsorship. You know, Michelin Tire or Toyota could sponsor the entire road or whatever.
Yeah, and that could be another thing. Or the private road owner could sell advertising space to many different advertisers. They did that in Brazil.
Yeah,
so the movie, not the country.
I totally agree with that, but what I was going to say is that, and then you have with, you know, what the government does do in some sense is manage all these different apparatuses and programs in the sense they have.
Poorly.
Wastewater treatment with taxes is what they pay for garbage, for all that.
Actually, I don't pay taxes for wastewater treatment. That is actually a billed service here in Keene, New Hampshire. It is the government who provides that service, but it's not done under taxation. It's done as a separately billed individual service for water and sewer service.
Yeah,
but Mark, I think you had a point.
There's no particular reason for the government to handle wastewater, but here's what I would say. You know, the way that I converted to the ideas of voluntarism, as you're talking about here, is that I kind of believed in a limited republic, right? Like, you know, there's a government being as small as it can be in any given geographic area, you know, and letting business handle the rest of it. However, what if somebody doesn't want to pay for one particular service in one particular place? Let's say, you know, it's a municipality wants to run a school, and a person who lives in that municipality doesn't want that school.
Well,
can they opt out? I guess is the question. And if the answer is yes, then you're a voluntarist. If they can secede from the whole organization, they can take their property and secede. Then by that definition, you're a voluntarist. Now, what I would say regarding that is that we know how limited republics turn out. We have plenty of them to look at and see how they turn out today. The question is, we don't know how a voluntarist society is going to turn out because we haven't tried it. So the question isn't whether or not you think one will work. The question is whether or not you will allow someone to try it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I would be very happy to try it just by forming an agorist village on maybe a large piece of property in Grafton and say, okay, how well does this work with 150 people living on a piece of property in basically a village? And then let that grow. If other places like what they see out of our results, maybe they'll try to try the same thing. I'm also a believer in motley anarchism, which is there's always been this tension between anarcho-capitalists and anarcho-communists and anarcho-socialists and mutualists and all the various flavors of anarchy. And they all seem to be predicated on the idea that everybody's going to do anarchy the same way.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
And I would argue that if you're all doing anarchy the same way, you're doing anarchy wrong, or you're just sheep.
I don't want to do anarchy. I have no intention of doing anarchy. Thanks.
So what modern or what motley anarchism says is, okay, split up into the smallest possible jurisdictions, like maybe the county or town level, and just say, in this area, we're going to be anarcho-communist. In this area, we're going to be anarcho-capitalist. In this area, we're going to be Georgist or geo-libertarian.
Let's see how it works out.
Which is a kind of a benign seeming, from my point of view, minarchism. See how it works out. And if you don't like what your neighbors chose, move to the next jurisdiction because it's not that far away.
I think that's a fine idea. And it brings me back to the main thing that, well, what Armed Truth said in the very beginning of his call was that if everyone were a voluntarist, and you might as well forget about that because never in the history of mankind has everyone ever been anything besides a human being. I mean, there's no agreement that you're ever going to have with everyone.
But we can't even get people to agree not to eat each other. I mean, for God's sakes, Dahmer was a cannibal. So, I mean, if you can't get people to agree not to eat each other, you certainly aren't going to get them to agree on a political philosophy.
Yeah. Even if everybody is politically a voluntarist, there will always be the Dahmers, the psychopaths, the sociopaths,
the politicians.
You know, we like to think that they will be weeded out evolutionarily by an armed population, but we don't know how much of that is truly genetic. So there will always be crazy people who need to be shot or treated. Hopefully treated, but if not treated.
And,
you know.
And you're always going to have people who have disagreements on political philosophy. So even though we think voluntarism is a great idea, that people should interact on a consensual basis, there will always be those who think that people need to be told what to do. And to some extent, you could call those people psychopaths, but they're not all of them are willing to pull the trigger themselves. Right? They want to hire someone calling themselves the police to do their dirty work for them. But as long as the voluntarists are in a large enough quantity, then you can have your voluntarist society, and it will likely encourage the people who want to control others to leave that particular area because it becomes uncomfortable for those people to be in a society where they're surrounded by people who just want to be left alone and who want to leave others alone. But Armed Truth, your best chance at having that happen was it's probably not going to be in Southern California where you are. It's likely going to be here in New Hampshire, where we've got over 1,500 people that have already moved as part of the Free State Project and over 17,500 who have pledged to make the move. Are you planning on sticking it out in California?
No, it's funny, actually. Well, my point went out the window. I'll call back another day, but actually my wife was just listening. We have a child. We've been thinking about maybe going out there. But I have to say I agree that I think what Rich Paul said is it would be very interesting because I think we need something different, obviously, than what's going on right now politically in the United States. We need something new and fresh. It would be interesting to see, like, 150 people who are voluntarists on a plot of land and let them do a little test, you know, and see how it works. It would be very interesting because, you know, I wasn't meeting everybody, obviously. No one will ever agree on anything, but I think it's a very promising political way of doing things that could really help change what's going on, but
thanks, Armed Truth. I appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight. And when you get a chance, go to freestateproject.org and get signed up over there, as the three of us have done. We've made the move. We're some of the early movers here in the studio tonight. And there are new people moving all the time. We just had two new movers to Keene, where we live, in the last week.
Three.
I was counting only in the last week.
Oh, okay.
Three
last
if you count
week.
The last
yeah, I was
two or three
say
weeks.
Last month.
Yeah, last month for sure we've had at least three. And many, many more out in other areas like Manchester and Concord and Nashua. I think there were 17 new movers. It's
almost 1,900 movers.
New movers. Really?
1,900 in-state, excuse me.
Okay, so around 1,700 movers then. That's pretty good. 855-450-FREE is our number. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our toll-free number is 855-453. Catalonian secession. Since we've been talking about people dividing up into sort of belief-based groups and moving to those areas about, you know, beliefs about how society should be organized, like those kind of beliefs.
Anarchists of America, disband!
So we'll talk about Catalonia and what's going on there and how close they are getting to actually seceding from Spain here in moments. You can also join us on the phones at 855-453, 855-450-3733. And in the studio tonight, we have a box of nuts and other treats.
Your nuts.
All of our nuts are actually in the box right now. Mark, tell me about what your favorite has been thus far from nuts.com.
I got to say is it a real surprise? There's these milk chocolate caramel covered pecans, which are just barely a nut.
There were pecans in there?
Oh, I didn't get any of those.
Yeah, you did.
Clearly, these were his favorites. I got the pretzels.
You had them.
No.
There was a little piece. It's a piece of candy, essentially, and there's a hidden, nestled in this this milk chocolate and caramel is a pecan. Now, this is what we used to call turtles.
Okay,
And my grandmother used to call them turtles, and I think that they still are somewhere. But they're delicious.
They look a little bit like a turtle, but they don't taste like that.
Yeah, they're delicious. Turtles.
Turtles.
Yes, right. they do not taste like chicken. But
those were fantastic. That was actually the first thing I had.
Yeah, they're very, very good. But, I mean, you know, obviously that's candy as opposed to, say, nuts.
I found your turtles.
I guess one thing that I sort of noticed was all of these are premium nuts. They're each one of these special salty nuts is the best of special salty nuts.
Well, and we've had
the finest nuts I've ever munched.
No doubt. And you can have some for yourself. To go to nuts.com, that's easy enough. Nuts.com. Click on the microphone, enter code FTL, and that's how new customers can get 4 free samples. You can choose from over 50 options. Now, we did not get 50 different choices here. We only got about 4, as you would too. So I don't know what all of their products are like, but if what we have here is an indication, it's very, very high quality.
Yeah.
Great packaging, great product. We got some cashews in there. We got a trail mix, organic trail mix product.
Mm-hmm.
And you even got a bunch of chocolate-covered pretzels. So it's not even all about nuts over at nuts.com. They got all kinds of great treats there as
These
well.
These are the kind of things I think about for the holiday season.
Perfect gift.
When I would go to, when I go to the family's house, they always have little bowls of, nuts and say, chocolate-covered pretzels and just a variety of things like this, little munchers, so that you're not hungry. I think that these would be great for the holidays and giving gifts. You can plan ahead.
So for new customers over at nuts.com, use code FTL, click on the microphone to enter that code, and you'll get access to the choice of 4 free samples. Now, you do have to make a purchase in order to get the 4 free samples, but you're going to want some of this stuff because it's awesome. Go check it out. Nuts.com with code FTL. Let's go to... I believe we have a reporter on the beach in Hawaii. Is TJ there?
Indeed I am. Aloha and mahalo to you, Ian and Mark.
Well, hello.
What's
there
up, bro? Don't I get a hi?
Why, hello there, Mr. Paul. How are you doing, sir?
Life is good, TJ. How you doing?
So you
keeping taking care of my
family. Actually, you will love this report. I actually have a very good report. So
yes.
I am here on assignment for LRN News, where I've been spent the previous 10 days investigating freedom and government regulations in Hawaii from my oceanfront suite at the Hyatt Regency. Now, after spending countless hours in limos and luxury spas in order to learn about the regulations that govern these businesses, I'm being forced to eat at 5-star French restaurants like Chef Marvel, where a 7-course dinner of caviar, cream friche, and gnocchi with fried Italian truffle shavings cost $670. It was a sacrifice that I had to make for uncovering the truth. And do you know what that truth is that I discovered, Ian?
That you don't have an expense account. That's what the truth is.
No, I discovered, thanks to my tax accountant, James Cleveland, that if I report on just one stupid regulation in Hawaii, this whole trip becomes tax deductible on my Schedule C as reasonable and necessary business expenses.
You pay taxes?
That sounds reasonable.
It is true. He's right. I would. This is not tax advice, but I'm not surprised.
Yes, well, I mean, James Cleveland gives very good tax advice. And he said, well, anyway, so I uncovered a strange regulation that actually prohibits peddling on Waikiki Beach. In particular, revised ordinance of Honolulu 29-6.2 makes it illegal for anyone to vend or peddle on the sidewalks at Waikiki. And I wanted to report that on a, I wanted to report on a luxury sunset dinner cruise, but the vendor said, I can't quote you a price or take your money here on this street because that would be illegal. We have to walk one block over and swipe your card on my phone, and I'll give you your reservation ticket there. Wow. And I thought this was a beautiful example of how the free market works around the government. And interestingly enough, when I told my booking agent that I like to film the police while on vacation, he immediately asked, have you heard about Cop Lock and Ademo Freeman?
Incredible.
Nice.
It was. And so we hit it off right there, and so he sold me a special tour called Drew's High Life of Hawaii, where with $50 we got to experience ancient Hawaiian herbal medicine along the scenic Alawai Boulevard.
Bring me some herbal medicine, bro.
Don't get on a plane with herbal medicine, bro.
Mail it.
After inhaling the medicinal herb, I started having very happy interactions with authentic Honolulu natives, including homeless beach dwellers, transgendered sex workers, and even a guy who could talk to aliens through telepathy.
Awesome.
And I must be honest, Ian, Mark, and Rich, that Drew's High Life of Hawaii was by far the most enjoyable event on this long 10-day assignment. It was even better than the $670 French restaurant, and only time will tell if the Honolulu PD will crack down on these kind of tours for having too much fun without a permit.
So, wait, so where did you meet this tour guide again?
It was actually right outside of the Marriott. He said, sir, do you want to book a cruise or a luau? And I said, well, yes, I do. And so we started talking, and he said, well, I can't quote you a price here. We have to walk one street
over.
Illegal.
It's illegal to give someone a price. He can ask if you want the cruise, but yes. He can't quote you on it until you go back to the office on a different street.
Yes. Once you quote a price,
commerce is prevented by that?
Well, it's, you know, apparently the law has said that accepting money or quoting a price, that's the line that becomes vending or peddling. As long as you're not quoting a price or taking money, it's not vending or peddling, and it's prohibited to vend or peddle on the sidewalks of Waikiki Beach, and that's why he had to take me one block over to take my money on his iPhone.
So, I mean, you've been in Hawaii now for a solid week doing investigative reporting.
Ten long, arduous days, yeah. Ian. It was total hell.
Now, tell me this.
Your next assignment's Baghdad.
Did the Free State Project make a mistake in specifically excluding Hawaii from the 10 possible options of states from which to choose for the Free State Project?
No way in hell, Ian. This state is completely... The index alone, I managed to get a complete copy of the revised ordinances of Honolulu. The index alone is 58 pages. It consists of over 32 chapters and is several hundred pages thick.
And this is Honolulu. This is for a city.
This is just Honolulu, yes, just for building and where you can vend and what you can and can't do.
Now, 58 pages, it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's just the table of contents?
The index.
That's the index.
Okay, gotcha. And what is that? How does that compare to another city? I mean, it's you know, Baltimore or something like that.
Well, I hear the music coming, so I want to tell you, reporting...
We'll bring you back here. Oh, wait, you can't stand by?
Well, I was going to say, reporting live from Waikiki Beach in Honolulu, Hawaii, for LRN News, I'm TJ Freeman.
All right, TJ, thanks for the call. I'll ask you more questions about Hawaii on Friday night when you will be guest co-hosting with us after you've returned here to the Shire. Thanks for the call here tonight. TJ and James will be in your seat, not together. Rich Paul, it's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got all kinds of features on the website. We give them away to you, so please do enjoy those on us. Mark, tell me about LegalZoom.com.
Well, what LegalZoom.com is a website. Now, they're not attorneys over there, but they were started by an attorney. And they create documents for them. LegalZoom.com handles the normal stuff. You need a living will to get disability benefits. Bankruptcy. I thank you for the mood.
I don't know where that is.
That was beautiful.
That was the divorce theme song.
You're going on a long trip for your divorce. That's the music.
You need, say, prenups or copyrights, deed transfers, anything like this, a will. If you don't have a will, go to LegalZoom.com right now and get one.
Dun, dun.
Right, right. Cue the music.
Had I actually been doing that, I would have brought it back because it was pretty funny. It was actually our board op in Minneapolis.
So LegalZoom.com. If you use coupon code FTL, you can save on your order $10. LegalZoom.com. I've used them, and they're awesome.
All right, so you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. The news out of Catalonia, it's pretty big, according to Vice News, vice.com. Catalonia's regional assembly voted on Monday in favor of a resolution, that's today, to split from Spain, energizing a drive toward independence and deepening a standoff with the central government in Madrid.
Viva la revolución.
Yeah, well, even though they want socialism, I still wish them the best of luck. I hope it works out for them. The declaration, which pro-independence parties in the northeastern region hope will lead to its splitting from Spain altogether within 18 months, was backed by a majority in the regional parliament. The fraught debate over the Catalan secession has railroaded campaigning for national elections on December 20th away from the country's lopsided emergence from an economic crisis. The resolution in Catalan said, quote, "The Catalan Parliament will adopt the necessary measures to start this democratic process of massive, sustained, and peaceful disconnection from the Spanish state." And that is what the regional assembly voted in favor of
now,
today.
I'm much more interested in freedom on a more personal level than what we're talking about in regions here. But I guess you kind of have to ask yourself, how many what claim does the Spanish government have over the region called Catalonia? I mean, who the hell do they think they are saying, no, you cannot leave, you must, we are in a death pact, a suicide mission, together, you will die with us. I mean, it's crazy.
The claim that they will probably make is that there are Spaniards in Catalonia and they want, I mean, there's very rarely a unanimous secession movement. Even our movement, they say that 3% of the colonists were revolutionaries, 3% of the colonists were Tories, and the other 94% just didn't want to get shot.
That's a pretty good number.
But
even within the libertarian movement, not everyone's a secessionist.
Oh yeah. Not all free staters are secessionists, and it might be easier to get the 10th Amendment obeyed than to actually secede. But I'll tell you what would be interesting, especially with a number of states' rights issues that people are very emotional about, like abortion, like medical marijuana, like gay marriage. It would be really interesting to see if we could pass a constitutional amendment to allow states to secede. Now, obviously,
so
I don't
the U.S. think, Constitution?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think there might be some red states that are so upset about gay marriage and abortion that they might sign on to a thing like that, and there might be some blue states that would sign on to that because they're upset about 10th Amendment issues and marijuana, for example.
Well, there are some people who are moving towards, you know, they're trying to get the their ducks in a row to have one of those constitutional conventions.
See, so a con scares me, because a con, they could just as easily strip all of the, they could repeal the Bill of Rights. They could
propose that, but it still has to pass through 3/4 of the state to do it for a constitutional convention.
So, now, is that by a popular vote in those states, or is it by their state legislatures?
Likely their legislatures, but
that sounds familiar.
Good luck with getting, say, stripping the Bill of Rights. Say legalizing abortion and/or whatever, getting it through, say, Utah or Vermont. Well, these places are not going to agree on anything.
Well, they don't have to strip the Bill of Rights. They've already destroyed it without even doing anything to it. They just ignore it.
True.
They don't have to do that.
If they just had some kind of, I don't know. I mean, I think that probably with a con, what they need to do is they need to have things that have broad appeal, constitutional convention. They need to have things with broad appeal, like term limits. This has broad appeal, and people will definitely go for that.
Secession, you've already got 1 out of 5 Americans who supports the idea of their state seceding from the United States.
Is it 1 out of 5 supports seceding, or supports, like, not shooting people that want to secede?
I'm pretty sure they support out and out secession.
Okay.
So in my opinion, that's a good starting point to have a discussion and, you know, start persuading people on to get on board with this idea.
Yeah, and the only thing we need from the people in the 49 doomed states is to not shoot us when we secede. That's all we need from them.
Yeah, and I think it's more plausible today because, you know, information travels so much faster and everybody's got family and friends in every other state or whatever, so it's very unlikely that you're going to see the same kind of invasion and slaughter like you did with the Civil War,
well,
I think.
The difference between Catalonia is a much wealthier place than Spain.
That's true.
And Catalonia can finance a variety of things like, you know, these social welfare programs. It's the Catalans. What is it?
Catalans
have become used to. Here in the United States, for instance, people believe that their Social Security benefits are secured by the federal government and that they've paid in for a very long time. I would think it would be difficult for, say, the state of New Hampshire to say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to cover your Social, you know, to the 59-and-a-half-year-old or whatever who's ready to get their Social Security.
You can still collect your Social Security from abroad.
I wonder whether that would be, it would have to be a pretty peaceful secession for that to be the case.
I would hope that it would be. Anyway, yes. Parties. Go ahead. Oh, Catalonia. Back to the story here from Vice.com. The parliament will adopt necessary measures to start the democratic process. Parties favoring independence from Spain won a majority of the seats in the Catalan Assembly, representing one of Spain's wealthiest regions in September. But the Spanish constitution does not allow any region to break away, and the center-right government of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has repeatedly dismissed the Catalan campaign out of hand, which is how Barack Obama treated the question here in the United States, basically referring the people asking the question to the Civil War and suggesting it had already been decided.
War does not determine who is right. War determines who is left.
Rajoy said the government would file an appeal with the Constitutional Court to ensure that Monday's resolution had no consequences, and further saying, I understand that many Spaniards have had a bellyful of this continued attempt to delegitimize our institutions, unquote. Polls show that opposition to Catalan independence is a vote winner across the political spectrum in the rest of Spain. So the rest of Spain wants Catalonia to stay in because they are the wealthiest area of Spain. And if Catalonia is to leave Spain, then that means it's going to hurt the welfare programs. In the
it's the same crap that you hear here where it's, oh, the rich people should pay for this thing or that thing. Well, the richest region can't leave because we need their money.
Our toll-free number is 855-453, but what happens when the rich people just decide to stop paying or leave the country entirely? Because eventually, if you keep making things hard on them, that's what they'll do. 855-453, 855-450-3733. More about secession in moments.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize the dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's time
time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can join us here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Catalonia, it's moving a little closer, possibly, to secession from Spain. At least the people in Catalonia would like to see that happen. It's just the problem is the rest of the people in Spain, on the other hand, not a fan of that idea. So we'll continue with that discussion. Also, want to invite you to AMP Free Talk Live. Mark, you put out a video earlier today. We recorded it last night on our Free Talk Live YouTube channel, and it was directed at former Free Talk Live amplifiers. The idea being that we have over 1,000 people who at one time were Free Talk Live amplifiers of this program. They gave $5 a month to the show and to help us market Free Talk Live, to advertise the show to more radio stations, to get on more stations. It's the Free Talk Live amplifiers are the reason why we're on 150 stations. We wouldn't have been able to do it without listener support of helping us get the ideas of liberty onto more radio stations around the country, expanding our satellite footprint, getting more internet listeners as well. That's what the AMP dollars help us do. And so we were inviting those who had expired, their AMPs had expired. Maybe they just ran out and they didn't realize it. Maybe their credit card failed. And, if your credit card fails 3 times, the system will auto-cancel your account. Or maybe they have some financial difficulties. Sometimes, I'll always email folks and ask them, if everything's okay when they cancel. And sometimes it's like, yeah, everything's not okay. I lost my job. And so they had to cancel. So inviting those folks to come back on board. We've got a brand new website. It's fantastic. You can go to freetalklive.com and see it there. And help us get on more stations. We can be on 300. We can. It's possible. We just need your help.
Yeah. You can help us get on more stations. But the end result there is to if you like the ideas of liberty, if you believe in the concepts of human freedom we talk about here on Free Talk Live, Free Talk Live is probably if not unparalleled, it is at the very least unique in the way that we can bring the message of liberty to the average person. People listening in their cars, people listening to the radios all over the country and 150 radio stations are hearing the message of liberty. And if you want more people to hear that message, more average individuals, to spread these ideas farther and wider, because maybe it's a coincidence that the libertarian wave seems to track with the growth of Free Talk Live, or maybe, maybe Free Talk Live has something to do with it. I don't know the answer to that. I cannot show you statistics that show that that's the truth, but it certainly tracks. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com and support us.
Thanks.
Support our work and help us spread the ideas of liberty.
And the ideas of secession, with which I am a huge fan, and apparently the folks over in Catalonia are as well, where according to Vice.com in a report filed today, their regional assembly voted earlier today in favor of a resolution to split from Japan. Or not Japan, from Spain.
What, where did you get that?
I was watching another Vice report on Japan earlier today.
Okay.
So anyway, Catalonia looking to leave. The only problem is the Spanish government and Prime Minister Rajoy is not a fan. He has dismissed the Catalan campaign out of hand, saying the Spanish Constitution does not allow any region to break away. And further, the government will file an appeal with the Constitutional Court to ensure that Monday's resolution has no consequences. Catalan secessionists argue they've tried to persuade the government to discuss the independence issue and have been blocked by unionist parties. The declaration said it considered that judicial decisions, in particular those of the Constitutional Court, were not legitimate, setting the region and Madrid on a collision course. A proxy independence vote was held 1 year ago, and the erstwhile head of the regional government, Artur Mas, has been indicted for holding the ballot. So for having the vote, they indicted this man.
Jeez.
Yeah, they're pretty serious about keeping the union together there.
They really, really got to have that wealthy Catalonian province.
Quote, what Catalan society faces now is the concept of politics as a war by other means, said the representative of the Junts pel Sí party, whose independence platform won the regional election. He told that to Parliament, saying further, we have a golden opportunity to design and construct a modern state which belongs to the 21st century, which is exemplary and able to defeat wrongdoing and corruption, he said. Well, that'll be the day when a state can defeat corruption. Yeah, you let me know about that one. I'd love to see the proof on that. But
all they need to do is form a suicide squad.
To kill themselves and
exactly.
Then
that's how
corruption.
States can defeat corruption.
I love it. That's a great idea. But in the meantime, I support their concept of secession. I know that they just want to have their own socialist government organized in a slightly different manner than the Spain national government is organized. So by no means is this a libertarian secession movement. And it's important to remember, secession, people who support secession are not necessarily libertarians. They're just people who want self-determination or at the very least the ability to determine the direction of their particular plot of land's government.
And I think that there will be overarching organizations that will sort of organize some of these smaller governments, right? Like, so you have these small countries, and they'll probably become parts of larger organizations, and those organizations will work together in whatever way they do.
Catalan might well join the European Union if it leaves Spain, because Spain is, it would almost be like breaking away from your state, but staying under the federal government.
Right. The European Union is a big governing agency with way too many rules. And, it's not like these people are going to be free, free, free. There's none of that is going to happen here.
Anyway, I just thought it was good news, and I wanted to share it. In fact, there's also other news about Hawaiian secession as a possibility. Maybe we'll discuss more of that coming up here on Friday. Now, I went out today, and I did some jury nullification outreach here in Keene, New Hampshire, as we've been doing for many
years. Nothing unusual for you?
Yeah, many, many years. The only thing unusual about it is it gets me up before 7:30 in the morning, so it's always nice when I can actually have a full day of doing things.
For the day that work would get you up that early.
It just doesn't. But it was great, man. We probably only had one person reject the jury nullification flyer this morning out of maybe about 100 people who walked in the door, 75 or however many people they have in the pool.
What did that person say?
Nothing. I don't recall anything in specific. But we had a new mover who came out and joined me in this. So it's always a great way for people who've just moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get involved, because there's always something happening all across the state that that you can do. And jury nullification, for those who don't know, jury nullification is your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case, to actually use your feelings about a matter to decide whether or not somebody's guilty or not guilty. Meaning that if you feel the law is wrong, if you feel the law in the question of the case is bad, like I think is the case about the war on drugs, I think those laws are terrible, and I think that the war on drugs needs to end. Well, I, if I were a juror, could help end the war on drugs, at least in that moment, for the person who was being put on trial. Even if they caught that person, as they did with you, Rich, with video footage of selling cannabis to people, consenting adults. They found that footage, they put it on trial in your trial, and unfortunately the jury convicted you, but they could have voted not guilty, and had I been on your jury, I certainly would have voted not guilty, because you didn't hurt anybody. And you did break the law, but the law is bad. So therefore, yeah, that's what jury nullification is.
Well, laws that are wrong need to be broken.
I agree. I think that good men do and women do break bad laws, and we're seeing more of that sort of civil disobedience on the rise again here in New Hampshire, which I'm super happy about, with Christopher David, who's the civil disobedient Uber driver, or the illegal Uber driver, who's now facing a wiretapping charge, a felony wiretapping charge, which means his charge is going to go in front of a jury, and that means that a jury is going to have to look at the New Hampshire statutes for wiretapping, which are arguably some of the worst in the United States, and the statutes, you know, they're going to be asked to nullify in this case, I think, because the statutes, if applied, would likely find him guilty.
I disagree. It depends on how you interpret the word intercepted, okay? Because the wiretapping statute says that you may not record any verbal communication, but then it further defines verbal communication to mean something completely different from what those two words generally would mean together, which is a verbal communication in which the parties have a reasonable expectation of not being intercepted. Now, you could well interpret intercepted in that context to mean overheard, in which case, if you're on a public street and you know that other people can hear you, then you cannot be wiretapped. That is how I would interpret that statute, because we all know that in practice, news crews go out in the street and film all
and
the time.
Yeah, right.
And if you walk up to it, to their camera and suggest a sexual act, as some people do, you can't then prevent them from broadcasting by saying you don't have my permission.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.